crossroads that I faced. I got to remember back a while. I've been working with them, I guess, for 4 or 5 years in different capacities. Yeah, I just got to a point where I'd reached the end of my knowledge on the best way to really grow my business and to make sure I was doing things in the most efficient manner and the most profitable manner. And I had been given his name by a friend of someone who was a business coach and could help with, you know, how you run your business and how, you know, how you want to run your life for that matter too. And so it just turned out that right when I started working with him was when the economy kind of had a downturn. And so I kind of needed someone to help me really dig deep in the best way I could to, you know, figure out how to think outside the box to get new clients during a time that was difficult to get clients. So he came at a perfect time that I really was at a crossroads of, you know, all the business had really slowed down, and so I really needed to kind of reinvent myself and to think a little better about how I ran my business and tried to get customers. I think the first thing was, you know, really having getting a holistic, high-level, top-down view of the company, really analyzing from what happens from the moment somebody calls or emails us about our business to the very end of when we finish working with a client and we're done, you know, with, you know, we're an architecture firm, so we design, you know, homes for people. When we finish the process, really looking at every piece of what happens in that process. And I distinctly remember the day that we had a meeting with everybody in the office, and he pulled out a long white piece of roll of paper that went 8 feet across the table, and he just started writing down, you know, what happens when someone calls here, who talks to this person, and who do they talk to after that, and how does it get to a real project, and, you know, once it's a real project, what does that mean, and what happens. And I still have that sheet of paper where we kind of marked out how everything works, and then everybody in there was like, well, yeah, this at this juncture right here, this is when I really don't know what's supposed to happen, and we run into problems here. And so one of the biggest things is just giving me a global perspective of how the company was running and understanding it and understanding the areas that were shortcomings and then knowing which areas to focus on and how they would make a big difference on the overall, you know, process. I think there's kind of three things. I'm trying to think of words that come to mind. One is experience. Two is perspective. And three is targeting your market, or basically, you know, understanding, making sure you have a clear goal of what your company's trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have a clear goal of what you're trying to accomplish, you don't know what changes and what steps to take to get there. You got to know, if you can't go on a journey without knowing where the, you know, which direction to take off. And so I think he helps you define that. I think he brings, like I said, experience because he's worked with so many other entrepreneurs and other business owners. A lot of times in your same field, a lot of times not in your same field, but everybody's a small business owner or, you know, a large business owner. You know, has very similar issues they have to deal with, whether they're designing houses or, you know, providing, you know, CPA, you know, services. They still have to, how to market themselves and how do we get work done consistently and without mistakes and all those kind of things. And so he brings a lot of great experience to the table that I've been able to benefit from, understanding how other people have faced the same things I've done and how they've overcome them. And then tied into that is, of course, perspective. Is that he brings a really great third-party perspective based upon his knowledge to let you understand, you know, how our same issues that we thought were just our issues have been handled by other people, that they have to deal with them too, and then how are some other ways that they've dealt with them. So, I mean, that anything that happens in my business, I'm like, you know, I know that Steve has some thoughts on it because he's worked with enough people I've found over time that he's got some knowledge and perspective on the situation is going to point me in a good direction. I think one of his most unique thing is you can listen to a story of an experience of a situation that's happening or that you're dealing with, and he's able to cut through all that information, get to the heart of the matter and the root of the issue, as opposed to just dealing with the symptoms. He's dealing with the root problem and the root cause, and so he's able to let you not get so caught up with maybe some of the details you're dealing with and back up to, you know, the problem's way back here. And so I think that's a unique gift that he has, to really kind of get to the heart of the matter, what really the issue is, and let's solve that, and then the rest of the things will take care of themselves. I think his target audience is, you know, obviously, you know, business owners, people who are trying to figure out how to do things and do them better, but also, you know, more of just a life coach, someone that just needs to get more out of whatever they're doing, whether it's more out of themselves as an athlete or as a business owner or as, you know, just a person in general, whatever pursuit you're trying to, you know, pursue. He's good at being a coach to, you know, help you get the most out of whatever you're trying to accomplish, and to give you that, again, that perspective and that knowledge of how to get the most out of whatever you're trying to accomplish. I think you should contact Coach Steve, because he's got an incredible amount of experience in dealing with, you know, life and business and, you know, processes and procedures, and he has a very discerning eye for, you know, helping you get more out of whatever you're trying to accomplish. And he does it in, I think, an enjoyable manner, and, you know, I think makes the process, you know, fun. But, you know, I have referred him to several people, and that's pretty much what I tell him is, you know, he's made a big difference in the way my company's run, and the growth and profitability and enjoyment of the way I run my company. And there's no way that he wouldn't be able to help you do whatever you're trying to do better. You know, he's one thing I would say that, you know, back when I first started talking to Steve and he started laying out, you know, the fees for his services, I was a little hesitant, thinking, well, maybe that sounded, you know, kind of expensive for someone to help you with something. And, you know, over time I've realized the value of what I've got out of him, and those, you know, his fees and his costs for what he provides is pretty minuscule compared to the benefits and the profits I've been able to get out of, you know, the profitability of the company, and then my ease of mind of the way I run my company now in my life. And so I think I found there's a great value or bang for your buck in terms of, you know, what Steve, you know, normally charges for his services and fees for what he does versus what that means to me and my business. That is, you know, initially I wasn't sure how the investment would pan out in Steve and how he's been able to help me with things, but now it's not even a second thought whether it was worth it. It was 100% worth every penny I've paid Steve over the years as far as what he's been able to help me achieve at my company.